This episode is sponsored by Kinsta. Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has the time to stress out about website security? Well, with Kinsta, the technical stuff is taken care of, so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kinsta makes managing your website easy and efficient. Kinsta provides enterprise-grade security, being one of the few hosting providers for WordPress with SOC 2 and other certifications, guaranteeing the highest level of security for your website. Thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition for you from other hosting providers. Customers have reported 200% faster load times post-migration to their platform. What I find cool about Kinsta is their fast and reliable customer service and premium features that are included at no extra cost. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. That's Kinsta.com. Today's episode is brought to you by RapidCloud. Did you know that 53% of users abandon a website that takes more than 3 seconds to load? For businesses relying on WordPress, every second counts for user experience, conversions, SEO rankings, and revenue. And that's where RapidCloud comes in. RapidCloud is a high-performance managed WordPress hosting solution with advanced technologies like Lightspeed Enterprise and Object Cache Pro designed to deliver lightning-fast load times and handle the demands of today's dynamic websites. Whether you're running an e-commerce store, online learning platform, or a bustling media site, RapidCloud ensures lightning-fast performance, unmatched scalability, and enterprise-grade security, all backed by 24/7 expert support. RapidCloud empowers developers, business owners, and agencies to deliver seamless online experiences without ever worrying about downtime or slow load times. Use the promo code CODESTORY to get up to 25% off on all annual plans and 10% off monthly subscriptions. Offer valid for 2 billing periods only. That's promo code CODESTORY, all one word. Visit www.rapid.cloud and get started today. That's rapyd.cloud.
One of the unique things about, again, these online communities, they become what is called concurrent, simply as how many customers can visit the site at the same time. There are very specific server needs and hosting needs to allow multiple users to access a WordPress site at the same time. We require two things. One, a CPU that is as fast as possible, but secondly, a server that can scale to multiple CPU cores. Every time we add a CPU core, we expand the number of users that can visit the site at the same time. My name is Wes Tatters. I'm the Managing Director of RapidCloud.
This is Code Story, a podcast bringing you interviews with tech visionaries.
It's 6 months moonlighting.
There's nothing on the back end.
Who share what it takes to change an industry.
I don't exactly know what
to do next.
Took
many goes to get right.
Who built the teams that have their back.
A company is its people.
The teams help each other achieve.
Most proud of our team.
Keeping scalability top of mind.
All that infrastructure was a
pain. Yes, we've been fighting it as we grow.
Total waste of time. The stories you don't read in the headlines.
It's not an easy thing to achieve, mind
you. Took it off the shelf and dusted it off and tried it again.
To ride the ups and downs of the startup life.
You need to really want
it. It's not just about technology.
All this and more on Code Story. I'm your host, Noah Labhart, and today how Wes Tatters is providing you with hosting that's high performing, so your WordPress can be as dynamic as your business. This episode is sponsored by SpeakEasy. Grow your API user adoption and improve engineering velocity with friction-free integration experiences. With SpeakEasy's platform, you can now automatically generate SDKs in 10 languages and Terraform providers in minutes. Visit speakeasy.com/codestory and generate your first SDK for free. This message is sponsored by QA Wolf. QA Wolf gets engineering teams to 80% automated end-to-end test coverage and helps them ship 5 times faster by reducing QA cycles from hours to minutes. With over 100 five-star reviews on G2 and customer testimonials from SalesLoft, Drata, and AutoTrader, you're in good hands. Join the Wolfpack at qawolf.com. Wes Tatters has had a crazy, diverse career history. He has been in IT for around 40 years and started in the days before the internet. He has had two paths, multimedia and information technology, of which both merged early in his career. He has been writing books since the early days of the internet, but outside of tech, he is married with kids, and in their downtime, they enjoy being together and sharing the world with one another. 10 years ago, Wes started in on the WordPress space. He immediately saw that most experiences utilize shared hosting, and he also had customers wanting to build community environments. The problem was most hosting providers didn't perform well enough to support the components needed for these types of sites. This is the creation story of Rapid Cloud.
I started in the WordPress space about 10 years ago and discovered while I was in that space that a lot of what was being done was very heavily based around shared hosting experiences. I had some customers at the time that were interested in creating online communities or social communities through primarily at that stage a product called BuddyBoss that allows people to turn their WordPress site effectively into a Facebook clone. So a private Facebook environment that allowed people to create activity feeds and live chat experiences and messenger type experiences all with inside a WordPress website. Most traditional web hosting really wasn't up to the capabilities or performance capabilities that a complicated or what we call dynamic website like BuddyBoss really required. The problem is in a dynamic environment, you can't use any of those caching technologies. Every page is a new experience. You log on to a BuddyBoss site and you see an activity feed, a bit like a Facebook feed. Your experience, the information is uniquely yours depending on your choices, your profile, your selection of groups that you want to follow or forums that you want to monitor. All of those hosting techniques that involve things like caching, CDNs and things like that that work to benefit the static site all start to fall apart. And the net result is that those same sites when running on the BuddyBoss platform where we started was really not an experience that an end user would enjoy. To get a customer's BuddyBoss site to work or perform at the level it was required to be acceptable to their end users required those customers to start looking at dedicated hosting solutions, VPS hosting solutions, and therefore heading towards the use of complicated dashboards, cPanel environments, and other complicated dashboards that weren't really in the wheelhouse of the actual people building the websites. See, a lot of these people were people that were coming from Facebook. So they might have had a Facebook group that they started, and they then decided that this group's gotten successful, but there's no easy way for me to monetize it. There's no easy way for me to control who's in my group in terms of can I have a payment gateway or can I have a subscription mechanism. They were coming from a very closed box. Facebook turned it on, and all of a sudden they were dumped into this new world where they were told they needed this and they needed this size VPS and they needed CPU cores and they needed RAM and they needed NVMe drives and all of these buzzwords that the hosting industry understood, but most of the customers didn't. I started to work in that space and discovered quite early that a lot of the customers were struggling. I eventually developed a relationship with the two owners at that stage of BuddyBoss. We had some discussions about what it would look like to provide one-click hosting experiences for BuddyBoss customers that would allow them to get all the performance benefits of these high-performance VPSs on places like Amazon, but without all that complexity. And that's effectively where Rapid started.
Tell me about the MVP for Rapid. How long did it take to build, and what sort of tools were you using to bring it to life?
Rapid's based on a partnership initially. We looked into the marketplace, looked at what people were using, what platforms were being used. Very specifically, we were looking for high-performance opportunities. One of the unique things about, again, these online communities, they become what is called concurrent. Simply as how many customers can visit the site at the same time. There are very specific server needs and hosting needs to allow multiple users to access a WordPress site at the same time. There are effectively four generations currently of what are regarded as server technology. And those four generations have evolved over the last 10 to 15 years. And they're provided by two platforms, AMD and Intel. Both of those platforms have released, at the point when we were launching this product, up to four server generations, and most recently, a fifth server generation. We require two things. One, a CPU that is as fast as possible, but secondly, a server that can scale to multiple CPU cores. Every time we add a CPU core, we expand the number of users that can visit the site at the same time. And we settled on developing a partnership with AWS. Firstly, it enabled us to release a server environment with, at that stage, the latest CPU, server CPU core provided by AMD. AMD released a product which is their Zen 4 product. We were one of the first providers in the AWS platform to launch a hosting environment on their new Zen 4 product. It allowed us to release a very high performance product and a high performance product that could scale to the sort of needs that our customer base really demanded. The second part of that component is the architectural software that the engine is based on. Now, there are a number of platforms out there. cPanel is well known, Plesk is well known, WHM are well known. They're traditional server hosting environments. But for most of our customers, they were complicated environments that didn't suit their VPS needs. We spent a lot of time in the marketplace, came to a partnership relationship with a company called Virtuoso, pretty much invented the concept of what we call containerization. Virtuoso's experience in virtualization comes from the Parallels company. Parallels is most well known for being the people that worked out how to run Microsoft Windows on a Macintosh, and they did that using virtualization technology. And those same virtualization and containerization technologies are built into a product called Virtuoso, which we utilize as our underlying platform engine. It sits on top of AWS and allows us to do very high performance containerization using what are called Docker containers. One of the unique things about all that is that our customers don't need to know about things like CPU cores and RAM, or even understand the underlying concepts of what a VPS is or what a dedicated server environment is, because we wrap and encapsulate all of that into a very neat and clean user dashboard. AWS is our underlying engine, Virtuoso is our middleware, and a very high performance user-friendly dashboard that encapsulates and effectively hides all of that technology from the customer.
This episode is sponsored by Speakeasy. Whether you're growing the user adoption of your public API or streamlining internal development, SDKs can turn the chore of API integration into effortless implementation. Unburden your API users from guessing their way around your API while keeping your team focused on your product. Shorten the time to live integration and provide a delightful experience for your customers. With Speakeasy's platform, you can now automatically generate up-to-date, robust, idiomatic SDKs in 10 languages and Terraform providers in just a matter of minutes. SDKs are feature-rich with type safety, auto-retries, and pagination, everything you need to give your API the developer experience it deserves. Deliver a premium API experience without the premium price tag. Visit speakeasy.com/codestory to get started and generate your first SDK for free. This message is sponsored by SnapTrade. Link in user brokerage accounts and build world-class investing experiences with SnapTrade's unified brokerage API. With over $12 billion in connected assets and over 300,000 connected accounts, SnapTrade's API quality and developer experience are second to none. SnapTrade is SOC 2 certified and uses industry-leading security practices. Developers can use the company's official client SDKs to build investing experiences in minutes without the limitations of traditional aggregators. Get started for free today by visiting snaptrade.com/codestory. So you've got the MVP, you've got the underlying technologies that foundationally support the product. How have you progressed it from that point? And I'm curious about how you go about building your roadmap. How do you decide what is the next most important thing to build or to address with Rapid?
We're guided very heavily by our customers. Coming from being a customer myself, being very conscious that if you don't listen to what the customers are asking for, then your product becomes misdirected. One of the challenges, I guess, in the hosting space has always been, if you're in the cPanel environment, you had to have this dashboard that tried to be 1,000 things to 1,000 different people. What that meant is that for many of our customers who looked at those sort of dashboards, they would go, I don't know what any of this means, and do I have to do this? So for us, we were hyper-focused on building a customer dashboard experience that walked the customer through the journey. Their dashboard is hyper-focused on WordPress. The dashboard allows them to update themes and plugins, even update WordPress from inside their hosting dashboard. It allows them to see the information they need without being cluttered and bothered by all of those underlying server bits that most other hosting platforms focused on. Our early MVP product was all about delivering high performance. So that was our highest priority at launch, to be the highest performance, most dynamically scalable, most performant hosting experience for a customer. And secondly, to be the simplest to use, to mean that the user had a one-click experience. They just need to go, yes, give me a WordPress site. Give it a vanity URL, a vanity name, and hit OK, and a WordPress site is deployed for them inside that environment. And all of those underlying technologies for virtually dynamic scaling and virtualization and containerization just happens underneath their platform. They don't need to go to AWS and buy an instance and install software and install a dashboard and configure things through SSH and other platforms like that. Being hyper-focused on what the customer is asking for was our first priority. How do you build that into a roadmap? Every customer wants something different, so I guess you have to listen to what the bulk of your customers are saying. Based on our containerization platform, security is, I guess, the second most hyper-focused importance to us. So once we get past the technology of fast and easy to use, it then also needed to be highly secure. And that involved us spending a lot of time working with security partners to develop, again, security capabilities that don't have the normal requirements. Traditionally in the WordPress space, you want to secure your site, you go and download a bunch of plugins, WordFence, Melcare, all-in-one security. And you're just adding every time you turn around, oh, I need to put another plugin on. We went, how can we do that without the customer needing to have plugins? And so instead of putting our security inside WordPress, we put our security inside the server itself. So it's actually inside that virtualized container. So much so that the customer doesn't even really need to know it's there, doesn't need to configure it in any way, shape, or form. But we run server-level malware vulnerability protection through one of our infrastructure partners that runs in real time. So that's how we evolve things. We look at what we can achieve inside the space without it interfering with the customer's primary experience. And the customer's primary experience is they want a WordPress site that's just running.
Okay, Wes, so we talked about roadmap, and I'm curious about how you decide the right point to change something, right? Or to, you know, evolve or to decide to move in a different direction. I'm curious how you do that at Rapid Cloud. Tell me a bit about that.
Again, I think it comes back to listening to the marketplace and listening to the needs of the customers and listening to the needs of the product space. I've mentioned this a number of times, Buddy Boss. Buddy Boss was founded by Tom Chitty and Michael Assenwasser almost 15 years ago to build WordPress communities and to build these social communities and social learning platforms inside the WordPress space. During the course of the development of Rapid, it became obvious to Tom and Mike that it would be challenging to continue developing Buddy Boss and Rapid at the same time. To put a lot of energy into a product takes all of your time. They'd spent a lot of time developing Buddy Boss and realized that their focus now was going to be Rapid. They'd had a number of companies that had approached them previously about acquiring Buddy Boss, and then the time wasn't right for them. The time wasn't suitable for their needs and for the corporate needs and company needs to consider such an acquisition. It becoming very aware that the product that Rapid was delivering was not just needed by Buddy Boss customers. In fact, it was needed by many different sorts of WordPress hosting. WooCommerce customers were coming to Rapid saying, can you help us? LearnDash customers were saying, can you help us? We did a podcast with the team from Lifter LMS, and they were blown away during the conversation going, the exact same issues that your customers are facing as they scale are happening to Lifter LMS customers. As their sites start to grow, they're hitting these same server hosting problems. So it started to become obvious that Rapid as a product was something that needed to be separate from Buddy Boss. We were having Buddy Boss competitors coming to us and saying, hey, can we host on your platform? Because our customers have those same challenges. That was, I think, a conscious decision to say we need to look beyond our initial horizon. It was originally going to be called Buddy Boss Hosted. You know, Tom and the marketing team went, no, let's create a separate brand. Let's create a product which is the highest performance cloud hosting for WordPress. So the next logical step in that journey was to make a decision of where we put our focus. June, July last year, Awesome Motive, the amazing team run by Syed and Blair, with a wonderful products like MemberPress in their stable, acquired Buddy Boss. We still have a very close relationship with the Buddy Boss team. We spend time together. We still have a solid relationship, but that separation has allowed us to focus all of our talents and our energies on building an excellent web hosting experience for the WordPress community.
So let's switch to team. How'd you go about building your team? And what'd you look for in those people to indicate that they're the winning horses to join you?
One of the specialities that the Buddy Boss team spent a lot of time developing was a really strong HR and hiring team inside Buddy Boss itself. This product originally started as a part of Buddy Boss. And Buddy Boss had spent a lot of time developing a core of developers, technology people, IT people in the WordPress space. So that sort of gave us an initial starting space. It gave us design team, it gave us underlying technology team, it gave us a PHP development team that were already experienced in the plugin spaces in the WordPress space. And then we went out into the market space to find suitable people to join our team in the hosting space. To a certain extent, a lot of those skills are transferable, whether you're writing code for a WordPress site or whether you're writing code for a hosting dashboard. More importantly, the design skills and the development skills and the user experience skills that had been built up by the Buddy Boss team in creating their theme and plugin and that whole user experience was carried into the Rapid space. Rapid has the same design philosophies. It has the same UX and UI design philosophies underpinning the product. So that allowed us to transfer in a lot of those technologies. We then went out into the market space. About 4 years ago, Buddy Boss started to build outside of the WordPress space. They started to work in the mobile space, utilizing React Native to build apps for the Android and Apple stores. So that gave us a lot of experience in the React space as well as the WordPress space. So when we came to build our dashboard, we went down the same path by using React. Our very modern Rapid dashboard is built on the same underpinning React skills that were initially developed for the Buddy Boss space.
This episode is sponsored by Vanta. You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. And obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors. But they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. And that's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups like yours get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. How, you ask? Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. And the platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including many Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/codestory. That's VANTA.com/codestory. This message is sponsored by QA Wolf. If slow QA processes bottleneck your software engineering team and you're releasing slower because of it, you need a solution. You need QA Wolf. QA Wolf gets engineering teams to 80% automated end-to-end test coverage and helps them ship 5 times faster by reducing QA cycles from hours to minutes. With over 100 five-star reviews on G2 and customer testimonials from SalesLoft, Drata, AutoTrader, and many more, you're in good hands. Ready to ship faster with fewer bugs? Join the Wolfpack at QAWolf.com to see if they can help you squash the QA bottleneck. This message is sponsored by SnapTrade. Link in user brokerage accounts and build world-class investing experiences with SnapTrade's unified brokerage API. With over $12 billion in connected assets and over 300,000 connected accounts, SnapTrade's API quality and developer experience are second to none. SnapTrade is SOC 2 certified and uses industry-leading security practices. Developers can use the company's official client SDKs to build investing experiences in minutes without the limitations of traditional aggregators. Get started for free today by visiting snaptrade.com/codestory. So, as you step out on the balcony and you look across all that you've built with Rapid, what are you most proud of?
It's our relationship with our customers. If you visit our Trustpilot or you visit our G2 spaces, our customer reviews really do stand for what we are. It's the provider of an excellent hosting platform with excellent customer support, with excellent customer success teams, delivering a product that people are excited and happy to use. One of the conversations that I had a couple of months back with one of our hosting partners, and the question that was asked was, how often do your customers come into your customer dashboard? This is the dashboard for the hosting environment. Most of our sites, I would say almost every day. But I said, why the question? I said, we have feedback from other hosting platforms that would suggest that the likes of cPanel, some of their customers may not visit their customer dashboard in months or possibly even years. They don't want to go there because there's nothing in there that they understand or utilize. We built our dashboard as an ecosystem for our customers. We built it as a place that they can be comfortable in accessing. It provides a portal and gateway to real-time customer support teams who, unlike a traditional hosting company, where I guess if you had to put a scale between developers and your support, your developers are your A players and your support are your B or your C players. We went into the marketplace and went, we want a support team that are all developers. We want a support team that has PHP experience, has WordPress experience, has plugin experience. We have people in our support team who have built their own plugins. We have people in our support teams that have built and hosted their own websites and were running websites for other customers in the past. When a customer comes to our support team for assistance, what they're getting is a level of quality of service. And you ask what I'm proud of. I'm proud of the fact that our customers are blown away by our support. I'm proud of the fact that on average, we respond to a customer's express within 45 seconds. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's someone there who will help that customer solve their problems. And we're not just solving hosting problems. We'll go in and help a customer solve their site problems. My site's down. Can you help me? We've got DevOps. We've got enterprise-level architects in the WordPress space who will step in and ensure that our customer sites remain up.
Let's flip the script a little bit. Tell me about a mistake you made and how you and your team responded to it.
It's not so much a mistake as a design decision with a very specific need. We use a containerization system called Docker. And what that means is that all of our customers' sites, each individual site, lives in its own Docker container. And there's multiple advantages to it. It allows us to dynamically scale those sites in real time. Customer can be running on one CPU core at 9 a.m. in the morning and be running on 192 CPU cores in theory without really needing to understand how that works, because we can manage and scale things with load. Containerization also provides very enhanced security. A site with inside a container can't infect other sites. We have situations in the cPanel space where you've got 50 sites in the same container, and one of them gets some malware in it, and the next thing you know, every site in that container has malware. We made a conscious decision early on that we would run a system with a single container, single site. That means a single IP address per container and full isolation. Now, the reason why I'm answering the question in this way is that we've been listening to our customers over the last 12 months, and a number of them have said, "That's great, we love all these containerization technologies, but what we really want is to be able to run a small number of sites within the same container." We have, our classic example is, a customer runs a big BuddyBoss site or a big WooCommerce site or a big LearnDash or a Tutor LMS site, but they also want to run a sales site or some sales funnel sites. Can't we put those micro sites, those sales funnel sites, inside the same container? In our initial build, our MVP, that's a technology that wasn't possible. But we've been working with our partners over the last few months, and we're looking to launch, end of Q1, a multi-site option specifically for those customers that want that capability to have multiple sites within the same container. There's some technology benefits to it, and obviously some technology disadvantages. We will always still sell the high security single container isolation product, but we will and are looking at developing, it's actually in development now, a multi-site container version of our product.
Okay, Wes, this will be fun. Tell me what the future looks like for Rapid, the product, and for your team.
It's all about marketing. This year, it's all about being very visible in the WordPress space, being very visible in the WordPress communities. This year, we will be sponsoring actively in the WordPress space and doing a lot to develop the relationship with the WordPress community. We're heading to WordCamp Asia. We'll be at WordCamp Europe and at WordCamp US this year, really becoming part of that visible community. If you've ever visited our rapid.cloud website, you'll find a mascot that has become dear to us. It's a peregrine falcon named Fleet, and we'll be introducing Fleet to the WordPress world this year at a number of those conferences. So be on the lookout for a giant peregrine falcon. A lot of it is about becoming a part of the community this year. Our first year was heavy focus on development, heavy focus on making sure the product is right. And the second year, a lot of it is about becoming part of the community, becoming very visible in the WordPress community.
Let's switch to you, Wes. Who influences the way that you work? Name a person or many persons or something you look up to and why.
I grew up with a number of people in the internet space that, while not necessarily as well known now, I guess were at the time some of the founders of the world that we know today. Mark Andreessen, who was the founder of Netscape and went on to sell Netscape to AOL and now runs a very successful venture capital company, that I've always followed what he did, how he made choices, and learned to be very aware that you have to evolve. Netscape, as a classic example of a product, in the early days was the internet. but the pivot to platforms like Microsoft saw Netscape doesn't exist anymore. I guess Firefox and Mozilla is still a part of that legacy. But you have to pivot. You have to be conscious of what the world is doing outside of your space. The other person that I've always been fascinated with, and I had the opportunity to meet many years ago, is Tim Berners-Lee. Sort of Tim is the father of the World Wide Web. He created that first web browser. He created the world that we live in today. But Tim has always been focused on the underlying technology and the purpose of how the project worked. For the want of a better word, he never sold out. He's still passionate about building the web, about building the web experience, passionate about open standards, passionate about things like the World Wide Web Consortium. He's maintained that passion. And I guess part of that never selling out has meant that there's always been people like Tim, passionate about building the web, passionate about building the technology that underlies the web. And to a certain extent, even today, we see in platforms like WordPress, those same people who are passionate about building the technology that underpins what we use and maintaining that technology, the open source community, and the importance of that in the space in which we work and live on a day-to-day basis.
Last question, Wes. So you're getting on a plane and you're sitting next to a young entrepreneur who's built the next big thing. They're jazzed about it. They can't wait to show it off to the world and can't wait to show it off to you right there on the plane. What advice do you give that person, having gone down this road a bit?
I think the most important advice is be true to yourself and be passionate about what you do. As I said, Sir Tim has always been passionate about what he did, always been true to what he did. Mark Andreessen, again, he is that young entrepreneur. He is that young guy that had a dream and was passionate about it, but also rode the wave with it. He reached a point where he cashed out because that was the reality of life. Internet Explorer was the coming wave, and then Google was the coming wave, or Google Chrome. He listened and realized that the future was heading in a different space. But underlying all of that, when you're passionate, the things that you build can have long-term impact. One of the most impactful parts of the product that was created at Netscape is something that we, as developers in the WordPress space and developers in the web space and developers in the app spaces, use every day. It's JavaScript. JavaScript underpins all of that programming that makes your web page animate, underpins so much of the mobile app development. They came from Netscape. That JavaScript language was built and designed. It was open sourced and has become one of the most impactful and compelling components of the web space that we work in today.
I'd certainly appreciate that. Well, Wes, thank you for being on the show today, and thank you for telling the creation story of Rapid Cloud.
My pleasure. It's been great to join with you.
And this concludes another chapter of Code Story. Code Story is hosted and produced by Noah Labhart. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the podcasting app of your choice. And when you get a chance, leave us a review. Both things help us out tremendously. And thanks again for listening.